Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady who knows all about these summer events in Surrey. It's Diana Roberts. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
It's a lovely weather, isn't it, to get out and about in the county?
Beautiful, yes. I've noticed quite a few hits on our website on the Where to Go for Picnics page.
Oh, right, interesting.
I think that's what everyone will be doing this weekend. Heading off for a nice picnic in the countryside.
What a lovely idea. Find a shady tree to do it under.
Absolutely.
Well, what we got? What's the recommendations this week?
Well, we've got lots going on, some of them drifting through into the summer. I thought I'd start with this one, because I was just so impressed with the range of things happening right through the summer at Haslemere Museum. So keep this one on the back burner for summer holidays, etc. Although it does start now. They've got an exhibition which starts on the 30th of June and runs right the way through to the 1st of September, called Beautiful Butterflies and Magnificent Mini Beasts. Now, this ties in with what a lot of children are doing in the curriculum at the moment. They're looking at bees and bugs and the value of bugs to, you know, the protecting the bugs for our life and so on.
Kids but love bugs, don't they?
They do, yes, any creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
And the museum's open from 10 till 5 every day. And during the summer, they've got lots of extra events. And some of these are in July, so do just like make... Well, mind you, we're nearly in July now, aren't we? 26th of July, they've got a Bugs and Butterflies family drop-in event. They're doing wonderful wire wood insects. Why do these people do these with these words and expect me to read them out on air? A wonderful wire wood insects family drop-in event on the 7th of August. That's from 10:30 till 12. They've got a Build a Mini Beast Lego Challenge, which I think will be incredibly popular. That's on the 30th of August. Falconry display on the 8th of August. And a teddy bear's picnic and mini fete on the 23rd of August. So really fantastic range of things going on right the way through. But even without those events on, so even before the summer holidays start with a vengeance, you can still go along and there's plenty to do. It's very much geared up to young people, that exhibition, that the whole museum. They've
it's
got
a family-type thing. Though.
It's just got a wide range, so your children aren't bored and your adults aren't bored either. It's a really, really good one. So we do love Haslemere Museum. And I think I might take my teddy to a teddy bear's picnic.
What a lovely idea.
By my teddy, I don't mean the fluffy stuffed one. I mean my grandson.
Well, take both.
Take both. Why not? I've got one here, right. This is Music in the Park at Hatchlands Park, taking place on the 1st of July. And it's an event put on by the Guildford Lions Club. But before I actually mention this, I want to do a really public, huge thank you to Guildford Lions Club. This week we've been working on Guildford in Bloom, and one day this week we had the Children's School Awards. And our judge, who's always looked after the schools for Guildford in Bloom, is now in a wheelchair. And she still insisted on going around doing all the judging, and no one else could do it like she does, so that was great. And the Guildford Lions have taken her around all the schools, and there was about 12, 15 of them, because they've got a minibus with full disabled access, and they could help her get in and out in the wheelchair. So massive thank you. They have been amazing.
That's brilliant.
Cannot thank them enough.
Mm.
So they deserve a plug for Music in the Park at Hatchlands on the 1st of July. Starts at 7 o'clock at night. Tickets are £25, but all for a good cause. They're raising money for Cherry Tiries, a local charity based in East Clandon, which provides home-from-home, short break and respite care for children and young people aged 0 to 19 with a range of disabilities, including learning, physical and sensory impairments. And also for the Guildford Lions Club Welfare Fund to help and support disadvantaged in the community. So the event's held on the lawn at Hatchlands. Can't get more idyllic than that, really. And they've got an evening of entertainment provided by Andy Hart and his Music Works team, including West End performers and a 50-strong voices choir. And this is definitely one of those take a picnic, chill out, enjoy. So that should be lovely. From the chill out and enjoy to the Fast and Furious... On the 4th of July, Guildford Town Centre in the evening from about 6 o'clock till 9 is taken up with the Guildford Town Centre Cycle Races. It's an annual event, one of the most visible of the summer festival. It's the Charlottesville Cycling Club that does it, and they do have guest riders that are well known in the cycling industry, and they come bombing up those cobbles and they go round the top into North Street.
Well,
down
punishing, isn't it?
Round Market Street. Well, to be fair, they're easier now than they used to be.
Oh, I mean, yes,
they used to be.
It's
dreadful.
Done, yes.
And it's just amazing to watch. So it's totally free to spectate. Come along and cheer them on. It's
so fast. They're actually cycling up the high street, not
they
down.
They come up the high street, round the top of North Street by the library, down Market Street and back round again. That's the circuit. And then usually the finish line is like outside Holy Trinity Church.
Right, yes, I know.
So they go round and round, and then that's their finish line. Fantastic. Another thing for the little ones, Wolf Weenies are back at Dapdune Wharf. This is happening on the 5th and the 26th of July, 10 till 11 in the morning. Admission is just £3, and it's a complete special session for young visitors and their adult carers. Story time, fun craft activities, and a chance to explore the outdoors. Come suitably dressed for being outdoors, and there will be some walking involved. And this is for children aged 18 months.
Which is really good because
a lot of the things start at 5. There's not much that's really suitable for the little ones.
Mm.
And reality check, they're the ones that aren't at school. So, you know, really, really good to have something for children that young. Another part of Guildford Summer Festival, big family day out on Stoke Park. The Guildford, you'd love this, I bet you'll be there. It's the Stoke Park Railway Gala Weekend.
What more can I say?
What more can you say? This is on the 7th and 8th of July, 10 till 5 each day, and it's run by the Guildford Model Engineering Society. It's their special weekend event. They've got miniature steam train rides on two tracks. They've got two garden railways, and it says 16mm and G1, and you're nodding, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yes.
In operation, an indoor 4mm 00 gauge railway display, model traction engines, model boating pools, engineering exhibits, arts and craft display, woodwork displays, model engineering traders and charity stands, and there's lots of refreshments, including the wonderful Hogsback Brewery in attendance, and parking is completely free, and it's free admission to the site as well.
What more could you want? Beer and
really good.
Beer and
the kids love the little train rides. Those little trains are so cool. They love their little train rides. Still sticking with the kids. They seem to have all come out the woodwork with all the children's stuff now. Watts Gallery has their annual Woodlands Fairy Fair. This is taking place on the 7th and 8th, the same weekend of July, from 11 till 5 each day. So they are calling for all pixies, gnomes and fairies to join them in their annual family festival for a weekend of magical adventures in their enchanted woods. And there's lots of information on their website. There's going to be lots of craft and music and food, and do go dressed up because there's the best fairy or pixie competition. That's you I'm talking to, Graham.
Thank you so much.
As a pixie. Now, this, I like this show. I've been to this show before. Loseley Park, on the 13th to the 15th of July, have got their decorative home and salvage show. So it's a lot of vintage stuff been refurbished.
Oh, yes, you can recycle.
All sort of homes and gardens, you know, benches and mirrors and everything like that. So you're having a little bit of a spruce up at home. This is the perfect thing. Otherwise, it's just full of beautiful things that you want, not need, but what's not to love?
You get a buy,
Absolutely. So the Friday it's 12 till 5. The other days it's 10 till 5. Admission is £10 on the Friday, and Saturday and Sunday it will be £5. It's the third time they've hosted this event, and you can expect to find the best in reclaimed and salvaged materials, garden furniture, and statutory restored and upcycled furniture, period home fittings and fixtures, decorative and architectural antiques, furnishing and industrial items. So I think it's really nice. You've got to the stage now where there's actually a fair selling things that have been upcycled.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because you're under a lot of pressure to do it. Don't throw it away, upcycle it. Let's be fair, we've all got different skills. We haven't all got those skills. So if you're going to buy something, to go and buy something that has been upcycled, I think it's a really nice idea. And I'd rather someone else did it for me, or it wouldn't look very good.
No, that is a good idea, that.
Right, I've got a heads up here for something on the 14th and 15th of July. It's the big camp at Winkworth Arboretum. Now, the National Trust does these across the country, and I do warn you, they sell out ever so quickly. So if you're interested, get on the National Trust website, / Winkworth Arboretum, quickly, because they won't be around for long. This is camping from Saturday, 3:30 in the afternoon, right the way through till Sunday. Adult admission is £35, children is 16. You explore the Arboretum in a whole new light as you watch darkness fall, camp under the stars and then see the sunrise in the morning, which must be beautiful. Big Camp includes activities with wildlife expert Johnny as well. So go to nationaltrust.org.uk/Winkworth Arboretum if you're interested. And don't wait till tomorrow because they do sell out very, very quickly. It is going to be on the 7th and 8th of July. That sounds like a really busy weekend. This is the third event that's on those 2 days. Hersham Beer and Music Festival.
Oh, right.
Now, this seems to be aimed at the young trendies, one has to say. They've got Hersham Beer and Music Festival as a pint-sized summer festival. Surrey's finest come together for good times and good beer, all for a good cause. And it's their biggest and best to date, with headline bands, superstar DJs and TV comedians all washed down with a stunning range of craft beers, real ales, cider, wines, cocktails and summer tipples. It's the 11th beer festival that they've had, and they've got they've signed up acts like Tinchy Strider. I was impressed. You
right.
looked at me a bit blank, but I was impressed.
Well, you're right.
DJ Luck and MC Neat, and they've also got Rick Parfitt Jr. We've got to love a bit of Rick Parfitt
yes.
Jr. And Mary Archies, I would love that, definitely. They've got a U2 tribute band. They're doing a silent disco and a foam party. And lots of information is available on the website at hershamfestival.com. That sounds a really good weekend. Finishing off now with two of my favourite things, really. I love events at racecourses where you've got racing in the afternoon, evening, and then it goes on into a music event. I think that's a really
clever combination. If you've got any money left for the evening, it's fine.
Well, true. It's also, it was started as a way of getting a younger audience to go racing.
Yeah.
And it's worked. It
Good.
Really has
Good
worked.
For them.
And a lot of these big race courses can get some superb acts. Mm. Now, this is a tribute band, and I have gone on record saying I'm not keen, but this is the exception because it's the Bootleg Beatles.
Oh, right. Yeah, they are good. Yeah.
I have seen them a couple of times, and I think they're absolutely amazing.
Spot on, yeah.
You know, after a while, you just forget it's not the real thing. Mm. They're really, really good. And let's be honest, they've lasted longer than the real thing, actually, haven't they?
I hadn't thought of that. Yes, yes.
So at the race course, this is at Lingfield Park, it's on the 30th of June. And so if you're looking for something to do with friends in Surrey on a summer weekend, this is just perfect. You have an evening with exciting racing at Lingfield Park. There's lots of hospitality suites if you want to push the boat out for a birthday or something like that. You can enjoy a delicious meal and whilst you watch the racing. And the resort also has a Marriott hotel, so if you really want to go for it, you can stay overnight as well. And it's got a spa and a golf course there, so you can actually treat yourself to a proper full-blown weekend away. And on the 30th of June, the Bootleg Beatles join them for their fantastic Hooves and Grooves music season. Everybody knows all the songs, you know all the words, you know, just get up and boogie, really. And the Bootleg Beatles have played over 4,000 shows all across the world. And as I say, I've seen them twice.
Well, famous, yeah.
And they've received lots of accolades from some of the biggest names in music. Tickets are between £21 and £60 per person. That depends on whether you're just got your entry, including the evening, or if you want to go for one of the suites and some of the hospitality packages.
Yeah.
And it's on the lingfieldpark.co.uk website. Look in the What's On section and find the 30th of June music and Bootleg Beatles.
Great.
There you go. Perfect night out.
Great stuff. Well, thank you, Diana. A lot going on, isn't there?
There is so much going on. Absolutely so much. And I rattled through this and thought, my goodness, I've only got that far. There's loads more to come. But I thought, you've got to
stop.
And
if people want to find out more...
There's a lot more on visitguildford.com.
I thought you'd say that. Right, we'll see you next week.
See you next week,
Bye
Ben.
For now.
Bye.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.